USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're talking to them now. They very much want to do it. We'd like to do it. We're going to see what happens.
The president says talks with North Korea are continuing, saying he'd like to meet under the right circumstances, and the summit could be back on the table. The White House canceling a summit planned for June 12th after North Korea sends a statement calling Vice President Mike Pence a political dummy. A suspect is in custody while a student and teacher are hurt after a shooting Friday morning at a school in Noblesville, Indiana. Police Chief Kevin Jowett saying,
"The male student asked to be excused from his class. He left the classroom. He then returned armed with two handguns."
The student arrested in or near the classroom after the shooting. Police requesting search warrants to continue their investigation and trying to determine a motive. Voters in Ireland getting ready to vote to end an abortion ban. There have been two exit polls done, and it looks like it's going to pass. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The National Hurricane Center announcing a new subtropical storm and giving it a name. Alberto expected to gain strength moving across the waters of the Gulf of Mexico, bringing gusty winds, heavy rain, and flooding to Southeast California, prompting tropical storm watches for parts of the northern Gulf Coast. Harvey Weinstein turns himself in Friday morning and facing charges of first and third degree rape, along with other charges after two women came forward, accusing him of raping them in 2004 and in 2013. He was in court for about 10 minutes, posting $1 million bail and walks free. He did not enter a plea, but his lawyer says he's planning to enter a not guilty plea and ask for charges to be dismissed. Helicopters ready to evacuate residents in Hawaii as the Kilauea volcano continues erupting. Emergency crews worried they'll have to airlift people from the island if molten lava or cracks in the ground block off their last escape route as the third lava flow in the volcano started streaming into the ocean on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A study from the CDC says that bug spray laced clothing is able to stop several species of disease-spreading ticks or mosquitoes. The chemical known as permethrin is particularly useful because of its harmlessness to people when applied to skin. A Memorial Day weekend tradition will be back for its 29th year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
America's annual tradition to honor and remember all those who have served and sacrificed.
The National Memorial Day concert, airing actually on the evening before Memorial Day, carried live on PBS stations on Sunday. The usual hosts will be back.
Join me, Joe Mantegna.
And me, Gary Sinise.
This year's concert will be celebrating several important anniversaries, including the 150th Memorial Day, 100 years since the end of World War I, and the 50th anniversary of the Battle of Khe Sanh, one of the fiercest battles of the Vietnam War. The show starts at 8 p.m. Eastern and runs for 90 minutes. I'm Chris Barnes.
Apple is dealing with design defects in its iPhone 6 and 6 Plus models. In an excerpt from Motherboard magazine, the tech giant was revealed to be undergoing intense litigation about an issue known as touch disease caused by iPhone bending. According to release court documents, Apple allegedly knew that the models were between 3.3 and 7.2 times more likely to bend than the predecessor iPhone 5S. And as gas prices pass $3 a gallon at many stations across the country, AAA still says weekend travel is going to be up. This is USA Radio News.